Good morning again. I'm glad to see each one of you. I have a really special story this morning. This is the month of, who knows what month this is? November. November has two holidays in it. Do you know what the two holidays are? Oh, what's the one? Oh, that's exactly right. But at the beginning of the month, there is a holiday called Veterans Day, where we honor people who have helped us, who have sacrificed in our wars and served in the military. Unfortunately, war is a very old thing, and it starts when you're very young. When I was a little girl, my grandmother would always get after us. Now, you mustn't quarrel. It's an old word. It means we were fighting with each other. Unfortunately, as I said, it's an old thing because people are still doing it. And I have a story this morning about one that took place a long, long time ago, even before baby Jesus was born. You guys know the story of Naaman. Do you remember how he dipped seven times in the water? You remember that story? Well, he was a general in the country of Syria, and he went back. And I'm sure they thought very good things. But you know what? They started fighting with Israel again. And it was terrible. I don't think it was Naaman. But there were others that came after him. And they were fighting with Israel. And the general said, "We're going to attack the king of Israel." And they would be very silent and secret about it. And they would go over and the king would be gone. Well, that was annoying. They did it again. And he said, "We know that the king of Israel is hiding over there, and we're going to go attack him." And so the army would all get together, and all these thousands of people would march to fight the war. And the king of Israel was not there. And the Bible doesn't tell us how many times it happened, but it says it was more than once or twice. And the general was getting mad, and he came to his council, and he said to his counselors, "Okay, which one of you is telling the king of Israel what we're doing?" Do you know who was doing it? One of his counselors said, "We know who's doing it. It's who?" God was telling somebody. God was telling his prophet Elisha. And when God would say, "Elisha, you need to warn the king because the general from Syria is going to attack you," Elisha would go right over to that king, and he wasn't even a very nice king, but he'd go right over to that king and he'd say, "You better not go there, because the general and his army are going to be there and they're going to attack." Oh my. And that king was not a very good king, but he was smart enough to know that if Elisha said don't do that, he shouldn't, and he didn't. And it happened time after time. Why, that counselor told the general, "You can't say something in your bedroom without Elisha knowing." So the general decided, "Okay, we're going to take Elisha. You find out where he's at." And so they came back and they said, "Well, he's in the city of Dothan." Strange name, but that's the name of the city. And so the army came. And when they got up that next morning, Elisha was in the city. And his servant was with him. And his servant looked out the window. And he said, "Oh, Elisha, we're in terrible trouble. Look at the big army that's around us. There are thousands of people out there. We haven't got a chance." But Elisha said, "Oh, it's okay, don't worry. But Elisha, look at the soldiers." And Elisha said to that servant, "There are more with us than with them." And the servant said, "How could he say that? There's hardly any, we don't have an army." And Elisha made a prayer. And he said, "Dear God, please help my servant to see what I see." And when he opened his eyes, do you know what that servant saw? He saw all the soldiers of the king of Syria, but he saw the hills were covered with more soldiers, bigger, stronger, brighter soldiers, because they were angel soldiers. And it looked like the whole hills were on fire. Do you think that servant was afraid then? Do you think? No, he wasn't afraid. And Elisha went out and he had a prayer, and it was the strangest battle ever fought. Do you know why? Elisha closed his eyes and he prayed to God and he said, "Please, dear God, make all these soldiers blind." Do you think they could fight if they were blind? No. And he went right over to the soldiers. And do you think he was scared? No, he wasn't scared. They were all blind. They couldn't find each other. And he said, "Here, I'll take you where you need to go. And he led all those soldiers, thousands of soldiers. Do you know where he took them? Where do you think? He took them to the king of Israel, brought them right into the capital city. And the king was very surprised, and he said, oh, shall we kill them? Shall we kill them? Because that's what you do in wars, is you kill people, because people fight that way. But God had a plan. And Elisha said, no. He says, you bring out food to them, and you feed them well, and give them enough money, and give them enough food, so they can make a trip. So the soldiers all ate. Elisha prayed, and he said, please let them see again. Do you think those soldiers were scared when they looked up and they saw all their enemies around them? Yeah, they were pretty scared. But instead, they were fed, and they were given food, and they were shown, that's the way home, and they went home. Wasn't that a good way to fight a battle? I know a lot of people watch television. I watch television. And there are a lot of movies that are not so great. But do you know what I have found about all of those movies that really bothers me the most? That when there is a terrible problem, they don't ever talk to God. They never say, Lord, we need help. Was the king of Israel helped by God? Do you think he could have won that battle if God hadn't had all those people go blind? And won't you think it was a kind thing to give them food and send them home? I think it would be wonderful if all battles were fought like that. The Bible says that the angel of God camps, lives close to those who love him. I love him, and I know that there's an army around me, and I don't ever have to be afraid. Do you love Jesus? Then I promise you that there is an army around you protecting you today too. We can be thankful that we have a God who loves us and fights our battles.